In this bulletin, Australia's coronavirus case numbers continue to cause concern as New South Wales eases restrictions. A Victorian MP resigns over branch stacking allegations. And in sport, future Commonwealth Games hosts will be allowed more flexibility for locations and athlete accommodation. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's daily coronavirus case increase has topped 2,000 for 7 consecutive days, but vaccine coverage continues to rise. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has encouraged fully vaccinated people to celebrate the eased restrictions in New South Wales. There were 496 new COVID-19 cases and 8 deaths in the state on Monday. Another 8 fatalities in Victoria brought the national toll to almost 1,450, while the state's infection figures remain high at 1,612. National vaccination coverage is now 62.4% for people aged 16 and above, while 82.4% have had at least one dose. The New South Wales business community says it hopes to overcome a skilled migration shortage when international borders open in November. Residents emerged from 4 months in lockdown yesterday after the state reached 70% double vaccination last week. Gyms, cafes, retail and hairdressers are this week reopening and people can travel more than 5 kilometres from home. CEO of Business New South Wales, Dan Hunter, says home quarantine measures will allow an increase in international arrivals.
So we need to get the borders open up and then we need to market to those overseas countries to get some of those skilled migrants in. Because if we lose this opportunity, those skilled migrants will go to other countries. We won't get those engineers, those accountants, they'll commit to other projects, and we need those skilled migrants just to deliver on some of our infrastructure programs.
Further restrictions are set to ease later this month on October 25th as the state's double vaccination rate continues to climb. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has assigned extra portfolio duties to his deputy after the resignation of Luke Donnellan amid a corruption inquiry. On Monday, Victoria's independent broad-based anti-corruption commission heard Mr. Donnellan allegedly paid party membership fees on behalf of others. He quit the ministry on Monday, and last night, Mr. Andrews gave the ageing, disability and carers portfolio to Deputy Premier James Molino. Minister Richard Wynne is to manage child protection in the short term before Mr. Andrews announces broader changes to the ministry later on. The United Nations is reminding world leaders that climate action needs to be addressed urgently and it requires more ambition. The Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, made the climate plea to accelerate efforts at a summit in Belgrade. He says biodiversity loss and pollution are big challenges and credible actions will help to reach targets.
Let's keep working together to translate ideas into transformative policies and concrete action. Action that puts a focus on youth and future generations, strengthens gender equality, ensures equal rights and opportunities, rebuilds trust, and creates more peaceful and just communities.
To Spain, and the area around the volcano that erupted on La Palma 3 weeks ago has again been shaken by several relatively strong earthquakes. Authorities on the Canary Island say the strongest earthquake since the volcanic eruption measured 4.3 but at a depth of 39 kilometres, so isn't cause for concern. The earth tremors were also felt by many on La Palma. To sport, future Commonwealth Games hosts are to be allowed more flexibility in sports, locations and athlete accommodation, with a view to reducing costs and encouraging more bidders. A new strategic plan has been approved by the Commonwealth Games Federation. The 2026 and 2030 Games don't yet have hosts, so they will be able to include locally significant sports and follow the Olympics in adopting urban sports such as skateboarding to attract a new audience. The optimum number of sports is viewed as 15, and only athletics and aquatics will be compulsory. Birmingham is hosting the 2022 Commonwealth Games after Durban was stripped of the award following a series of missed deadlines and financial difficulties. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy, 18. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, much the same, 17. Canberra, cloudy as well, 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 19. Newcastle, showers and 19. Brisbane, rain at times 20. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, sunny as well, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.